Hello, welcome to Silent Wisdom. Today we will explore Kashmiri Shaivism and one of the most important scriptures of Kashmiri Shaivism, the Shiv Sutras. And we will look at the text, a book called The Spiritual Awakening. Shiv Sutras were originally revealed to Vasugupta, and they were further propagated by Abhinav Gupta in the 10th century. And in the 20th century, this has been taken forward by a very famous person which many people know of, Swami Lakshman Ji. And this book that I am exploring, and we will see some of the sutras and try to understand Kashmiri Shaivism, it is based on the commentary of Kshemaraj. Of course, all big names, but I would like to share a little about Swami Lakshman Ji over here. Swami Lakshman Ji was born in Srinagar, Kashmir on May 9th, 1907. He was the last and the greatest of the saints and masters of the tradition of Kashmiri Shaivism. Had a deep understanding of the philosophy and practices of Kashmir Shaivism. And beginning from childhood, he spent his whole life studying and practicing the teachings of this unique sacred tradition. And because of his intellectual power and strength of awareness, he realized both spiritually and intellectually the reality of its thought. He gained renown as a devotee of Lord Shiva and as a master of the non-dual tradition of Kashmir Shaivism. Throughout his life, Swami Lakshman Ji taught his disciples and devotees the ways of devotion and awareness. So this book, Shiv Sutras, The Supreme Awakening, as I shared, was revealed to sage Vasugupta for the upliftment of mankind, and is considered to be one of Kashmir Shaivism's most important scriptures. In this book, Swami Lakshman Ji gives the reader a vision of the glorious journey of supreme awakening, the traveling from limited individuality to absolute oneness with God. Can you believe it? Becoming universal from an individual. So let us understand what are these Shiv Sutras. Kashmiri Shaivism is a system of philosophy known as Trika system. In Sanskrit, the word Trika means threefold. These three are Shiv, Shakti, and the bound individual, that is the Nar. See, Trika, three. What are these three? Shiv, Shakti, and the bound individual, Nar. And the three energies of Shiva. And what are these three energies of Shiva? Parashakti, which is supreme energy. Second is Parashakti, medium energy. And third is Aparashakti, inferior energy. So Trika philosophy explains that the realm of Aparashakti, the lowest energy, where is it found? You will be surprised to know that it is found in the states of wakefulness, what we call Jagriti, and dreaming, that is the Swapna. That is where the most inferior energy is. And then there is a domain of Para-Aparashakti, the medium energy. And where is this found? It is established in the state of sound sleep, Sushupti. And finally, the province of the Parashakti, the supreme energy. Where is that found? In the final and the fourth state, the Turiya state. So there are four states. What are those states? Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti and Turiya. And there are three energies. Para, the supreme, Para, Apara, medium, and Apara, inferior. Para is found in the Turiya state. Para Apara is found in the Sushupti. And Apara Shakti is found in the Jagrat and Swapna state. Now, these three primary energies represent the threefold activities of the world. And the philosophy of Trikashivism, it is so beautiful. It declares that the whole universe and every action in it, whether it is spiritual or physical or worldly, it exists within these three energies. What are those energies? Let us repeat again. Parashakti, Para Aparashakti and Aparashakti. In this book, Swami Lakshmanju tells us that Trika philosophy is for any human being without restriction of caste, creed or color. And what is the purpose? The purpose of this is to enable the seeker or the aspirant to rise from individuality to universality. The Shiva Sutras are divided into three parts. And according to Kshemaraj, the three parts correspond to the three means, that is upayas, upaye, for the attainment of liberation or moksha, as revealed by Kashmir Shaivism. And the three upayas for traveling from individual limited consciousness to universal God consciousness are: first, Sambhavopaya; second, Saktopaya; and third, Anavopaya. The first, which is the Sambhavopaya, is the highest means. The second means for the aspirants of medium qualifications is called Saktopaya. And third, which is called Anavopaya, is regarded as the lowest over here. Abhinav Gupta defines Sambhavopaya as the upaya wherein the aspirant or the seeker achieves entry into supreme consciousness just by the grace of his master without adopting any process. Isn't it so amazing? Just by the grace of the master, there is no process, there is no practice. That's it. And there is, the person moves from being an individual to becoming universal. There is no dhyan, there is no jap, no mantra, no aid to meditation. What is this? The highest, the Sambhavopaya. If the person is not able to achieve it through the grace of the master, then we move on to the second piece, which is Shaktopaya. It is this upaya where the seeker achieves the highest through contemplation of the mental object that cannot be spoken or recited. Now look at this. It's quite cryptic and we will unravel it as we go on. But what does it say? The aspirant or the seeker achieves mystical entry. He calls it Samavesh, through contemplation of the mental object that neither can be spoken nor recited. And if this also does not work for the seeker, then third is the Anavopaya. It is defined as that upaya where mystical entry or the movement from the person to the being takes place through concentration on parts of the body or contemplation, meditation, recitation, mantras, pranayam, jap, and all those practices. They come as the final and the last possible upaya. And he says that the means of traveling from limited consciousness to universal consciousness completely depends on the ability of the aspirant. And Abhinav Gupta tells us that in the Tantra Lok, which is another text, that the aspirant should always strive for the highest and the best thing first. We also say that on the Gyan Marg, that always go for the highest first. Failing that, he should try for the next best, and so on. And that's why he has, in his text, defined and elaborated the highest upay, the Sambhava upay, first. First, he talks about that. His descriptions of Shaktopaya and Anuvopaya come only later. And so, Shiva Sutras also start with the highest and the most refined means, and the first awakening explains the highest upay, Sambhavopaya. The second awakening explains Saktopaya, and the third awakening explains Anuvopaya. Now we will go into each awakening one by one and understand what happens over here. First awakening. The Shiva Sutras are the sutras of Lord Shiva himself. Kshemraj, a disciple of Abhinav Gupta, has provided us with a commentary on them. And he begins with an introductory verse, which says, I surrender my body and mind to that supreme God consciousness of Shiva, who is the whole universe and who is one in many. It is from him that the Rudras and the Kshetragyas arise, and it is in him that they rest. The first sutra of Shiva Sutras explains that the reality of the universe is the real self, the self with a capital S. This self is not false. This is contrary to the theories of those philosophers who argue that individual being is always individual being and universal being is always universal being. For these philosophers, universal being will never be united with individual being. But this first sutra, on the other hand, states that individual being is one with universal being. The reality of this whole universe is God consciousness. There is nothing but God consciousness. How beautiful.